This episode of Transmission Folklore has content warnings for the following: general themes of murder and drowning, discussion of toxic relationships, and negative self-talk. Please do what you need to take care of yourself. The Lavender Lemonade Collective presents Transmission Folklore.
So you're a transformer, I guess. That's cool. Carter, talk to me.
I can't.
Do you wanna? I can't look at you when you're nodding. I'm driving. I don't know, dude. This is just... it's a lot. I'm sorry about all of it. About what I said. You're not hard to get along with. I know I'm an asshole. What are you doing taking out your phone? Do you want to keep talking to me?
Yes.
What's that?
Called augmented and alternative communication. Accessibility.
Cool.
Keep talking.
I don't know what to say. Anything I can think of? I thought you were gonna die. And that's probably not what you want to hear, but, you scared me, Carter. And I thought... you said you didn't want this to be the story I died in. You didn't know me at the time. I had this really bad thought that I didn't really care if this was the story that you died in. And like, I care a lot. I never want you to die. You could have died, and I'd have been the reason, Carter. You shouldn't be in this. You know that, right? This is not your moment. I mean, you don't know Emery. You don't know me. Didn't. But you shouldn't die here. On the side of the road in Missouri because a horrible thing hit you. Okay. This conversation is a bad one. New one. Okay. So, based on my small circle of fae friends, your wings are average-sized. Most wings come in as, like, a second puberty. Though, I guess, in your case, third puberty. So, I've seen wingspans stretch up to 18 feet. And some stretch 4 feet. Most fae who grow them in the fae realm develop really light bones. So, it just makes it easier to have smaller wings and be smaller. Yours are, like, almost 10 feet. So, you're like an average wingspan. I think that's cool. Also, everyone I know just has wings that come in and just fit them. They're kind of chameleon with you. So if you suddenly get cured of depression, they might show that. I think your wings are pretty. I mean, giant. Giant wings. I love that. And you can flap them. Do you want to see if you do magic?
Do I fly?
Theoretically? I can't teach you how to fly. I don't have wings. Which is why I'm not a good person for this conversation. I'm gonna call Rowan when I get off the road. They'd probably be able to help, it's just... it's easier to talk to someone who gets it. Which is not the best mindset all the time, I guess. But Rowan's good people. They like you. And they want to help you out. I mean, before you were the normiest of us. But now just... you're so nice. It's impossible to hate someone as nice as you, you know? Which is annoying sometimes. I mean, why does the person I have to travel with have to have been nice? But also have such an intense sense of right and wrong, it's debilitating to travel with sometimes. Things aren't so easy. Have you ever tried to draw a circle? It's near impossible to draw a perfect circle. Even if you get close, there is imperfection. You might tell me, well, a computer can generate a perfect circle, but when you get down, pixels aren't a circle. It's impossible to draw a perfect circle. So when you make decisions, when you tell me they need to be perfectly right or wrong, sometimes it makes me want to shake you. I am trying my best. I've come so far in my life, and this is the best I've ever done. I used to be stuck in my ways, stuck in my own justice. I say that, but I'm making this about me. I'm a very big part of my life, though, and I can't think of a lot to talk about that won't stop me from driving. More about Faye. You should be near impossible to kill, which is good. I mean, I told Sock I'm hard to kill, but I'm just a little cockroach thing. Faye are pretty hard to kill, just with all the shit going on with you. I can write down what will kill you, but maybe don't die. Like, avoid everything I say. Oh, I souped up your car. I mean, sorta. Let me talk about that. So like I said, my magic is destructive. It's all insurance plans. So the gas cap won't open if someone else tries to open it. It shoots out gas at them like a spray gun. I put chains on the tire because we're going north enough that we can get ice storms. I also rigged the windshield, which is why it's cracked. It won't crack anymore, though. I did it wrong the first time. I bought a new transmission while you were out. Paid some kid at AutoZone to fix it. I did manage to fuck up the power steering, though, so we're not using the highway. Which is why it's taking so long to get there. I feel like I've been rambling for days. I don't know the first thing about cars. Driving terrifies me. I don't like not driving because I'm lazy. I don't drive because I'm afraid. The road is huge, and like driving on it with all those bastards is just... I'm also just a terrible driver. Which is not the best way to tell you, since you are being forced to ride with me. But I am being incredibly careful. Driving makes me sick, and talking is kind of helping. I see why you talk all the time. I had to take my driver's test 7 times. The first one I failed because I was going the wrong way down the one way. You know how I got my license? I went to Brenham. I didn't even tour the Bluebell Ice Cream Factory. I went to Brenham because they wouldn't fail me. And they almost did. I was so bad. I was speeding, and she asked what the speed limit was, and I almost lied. But I didn't. I said I was going too fast and trying to slow down. She said she would have failed me if I lied. I've been thinking about that. I mean, with all that we're doing, it's just... The road's been on my mind. That was my start. My start was, I was 15 when I started driving. I wanted to learn immediately. I wanted to be good at it. I wasn't. Still not. As a kid, the great wide ocean didn't appeal to me. You want what you can't have, I guess. I wanted the road. I had this dream that me and my friends would graduate high school and do a road trip across country, and I don't know. It would be like a movie. I graduated high school in silence, though. I didn't really have friends. Didn't try to make any, but didn't have them nonetheless. I was weird and sullen. I wanted this bad bitch poet vibe, but I think I just had a basement loudly queer vibe. I made that abundantly clear even when I didn't date anyone in high school. I just wasn't interested in dating. Which sounds wild considering where we are. I've only dated like 3 people. Leanna Cades, Ophelia Kreischer, and Emery. Leanna moved to Maine, which I'm pretty sure means she grew into her wealth. Ophelia and I broke up because she made this deal with the Fae, and well, this is Emery.
Fae.
There are fairies who are most of the time malicious. Not malevolent, but like, mischievous, I guess. We will, at some point, if you're okay with it, use that as a get-out-of-jail-free card. Most of the folks who hate me are afraid of the Fae. Not that you're scary. You're not. Which I hope is not the vibe you try to give off. I don't know. I try to give off scary, but like, I'm not that great at it. But like, you give off, I don't know, like a gentle vibe. Someone who's drunk to bed with a water bottle. Just that the Fae are not to be fucked with, though. So that's a badass thing. If you want to be badass. I'm not good at this shit, comforting people. So sorry. This is just as good as it gets. Just me rambling about how little I can help you. What you read about the Fae, though, that's the truth. I mean, not the getting smaller stuff. You can get smaller, but most people don't, and I don't know how. I've never seen Rowan do it, but, like, I've seen some others. Okay, let's talk weaknesses. Iron. Don't touch it. Ever. It won't kill you, but the rashes? Oh boy, the rashes. Well, it will kill you. You're susceptible to iron poisoning, so don't get stabbed. Steel is made of iron. Iron supplements give some Fae explosive diarrhea, so don't take those. There's a lot of deals you can trick people into. I'll ask for some help with those, but I don't know about them. I know how to avoid Fae magic, so I'll tell you those rules. Don't trust lawyers. They're probably Fae. Don't trust actors. They're probably Fae. Always answer, "May I have your name?" with, "No, but you can call me." Never accept anything, including a compliment. Do not make deals of any kind. Always stay in their favor, or they'll make it bad for you. Fae are tricks to talk to. You're not, but like, the rules of time bend for their fairy world. The rules of logic bend. The rules are different for Fae.
Talk about something else.
Okay. What?
How do you know Sock?
I really like Sock. I don't know. Don't talk to me about it later. I just like her. A lot. I used to really want to date Sock before I was with Emery. She treated me well. You ever meet someone and know they're gonna change your life? Is this helping?
Yes.
Sock walked up to me and said, "Hi. My name is Sock. Not like the garment, but like the friend. I want to be your friend, Sock." So she just was. We had this little D&D party. Sock was the first one to say, "What does the party mean?" I feel like you're that kind of D&D player sometimes. But What does the party need, Bikane? Do you guys need anything? That's how she ended her calls. Hey, before I go, you guys need anything? I missed it.
Did you ask her out?
I didn't think I deserved to. Which sounds absolutely embarrassing, I guess. What about you? Do you want to talk?
No, I want to listen.
I don't think I ever would have been a good partner for her. I don't know. I thought Emery was the best I would get. Maybe that's self-defeating. Emery was everything I thought I was worth at that point. With my parents, things were always about how I wasn't doing enough for the family. With Emery, things were about how everyone else had hurt us. We were two broken things. When you feel like a fracture, any little bit will make you whole. Emery didn't make me whole. It just made me sad. I tried my best to give this person my best. But you can't give someone this hollowness inside you. I mean, Emery said, we're both hollow and life sucks. Sock said, you do not waste away because your mind is attacking you. Sock thinks in these big romantic feelings. I like it. But I screwed that up pretty bad. I guess I didn't. The smartest thing I ever did was make friends with people who are nice just because they can be. I have a real specific set of friends. People who all just feel rejected. I guess that ain't so specific though. I guess everyone feels rejected. But Sock, Horatio, and Rowan, they all are my friends because they want to take care of one another. We're a little squad of somehow found out magic users. Emery was in that squad, but Emery is like if you took someone who was lonely and made them angry about it. Emery said we don't deserve to be miserable. They do. I felt that way. We weren't even, cast aside for being magic. We were just weird. We've always been weird. I mean, you ever just lie face down in your bed listening to Paramore thinking, why won't we all admit we feel like this? Emery at least said it wasn't fair. And that's not a good thing, kind of. I mean, no. It was a good thing to acknowledge it. But they treated it like a reason to do anything. Carter, I'm afraid of the road. I'm afraid of you dying. I'm even a little afraid of me dying. But I am most afraid of that mindset. Because Emery said it, and for a long time, I felt it. I felt like we deserved someone else's suffering, and you probably think that's terrible, with your circular justice.
Your suffering is not a reason to celebrate.
No, I guess not. I don't think that anymore. I think suffering's just that. Suffering. No one needs to die, I guess. Hurt leads right back to hurt. What I'm saying, I guess, thank you. You had a lot of chances to give up on me. I told you to give up on me. And you didn't. And I've been given more chances in my life than I know what to do with. But this one means something. I've never been given a chance to not give up. Gotta go after it. So we're going to your mom's house. We're going to figure out what you need to know about you. And then we're going to save all my friends. It's time to prove what you guys already seem to know. I'm not worth giving up on. This episode of Transmission Folklore was written by Pete Coates. Carter is voiced by Orion Eibert. Sarl is voiced by Mick Coates. This episode was edited by Orion Eibert. Special thanks to our supporters on Patreon and Ko-fi. Find out more about how to support us and how to access our transcripts and captioned videos at transmissionfolklore.com. This episode's cryptid is Mothman. He believes in you, and so do I.